Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. We have a very exciting episode today. What are our topics, Jen?
Well, Jessica, my darling, we've been away for a week, so we're going to talk about our beauty travels, what we've learned, and bring back some tips and whatnot. Then men and makeup, the trend that is like not even a trend anymore, it's happening. And lastly, charcoal products. And what's up with activated charcoal? Do you need it in your life? Who's our guest?
Our guest is our friend, the brilliant makeup artist, Emily Kate Warren. She is in from LA and we are so excited to have her here.
Dear Jessica, how are you feeling, my dear? I'm being very fragile with you this week.
I came back from Montauk where I was with the Unilever team. Unilever owns basically everything in your shower and in your cabinet. They own Dove, Axe, Suave, St. Ives, so much more. And I learned about all of their amazing breakthroughs through 2017. I cannot tell you about any of them because I signed a very steely NDA. But it was amazing. I learned so much.
You were like sequestered. It's like being on jury duty with the beauty editors of the world or something.
It was awesome. There was like, you know, great food, a DJ, scientists.
What about this shower situation you like hinted at?
Oh yeah, so there were all kinds of goodies in the hotel room.
Like Dove for life. I'd be in heaven.
Dove for life. You know, all kinds of samples.
Right.
But there was this little mysterious box on the bathroom counter the first night. And I was like all done from like dinner and like all the seminars. I was like, I can't wait to just like take a shower and go to sleep, pass out to the sweet sounds of the ocean. But there was this little box and it said like, open me. And it said like,
it's like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. And I was like, what? I thought there'd be like a head or something scary.
How big was the box?
It was kind of big.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, experiment. It said something like kind of cryptic. And then it said like, you know, please use me or whatever. And there's three little bottles. And one said shampoo, one said some conditioner, and then it said like treatment.
This is Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. So I am like such a dork that I was like, I better use this because they might ask me about it tomorrow, you know, at
do your homework.
Yes. So I was one of the few editors who actually did this because it was my first Unilever trip and I wanted to like, you know.
Here's an unmarked bottle of products. Go right at it.
I could have had like lye in it or something. I would have still used it. I used it. My hair looked fantastic the next day.
So do we get to know what it
yes,
is?
Yes. At the lunch, they addressed what was, they said, like, who used it? And I, like, raised my hand like a Tracy Flick, like, like a
were
door.
Were you, like, the only person?
Yeah.
Oh, Jess.
They said, what product is in more households than Coca-Cola?
So it must be a shampoo, right?
Yeah. It wasn't lie.
Suave shampoo,
it was
definitely.
It was Suave. I use Suave shampoo, Suave conditioner, and I use the Shine serum. It was Shine serum. My hair looked amazing. Don't look at my hair now because it's like a little grease bomb.
Why do people hate on Suave?
It was awesome. And during breakfast that morning, they came over. They said, like, did anyone use the shampoo and conditioner? And, like, I was like, I did. And, like they made me, like, you know, give a testimonial. And the people who I was sitting at breakfast with were like, actually, your hair looks really good. It was so shiny. Had all this dimension.
This is a woman that uses Orbe and Fekai and whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People were actually filling out the testimonial with me, saying nice things about my hair.
Aw.
Like, I know, guys, Suave is awesome.
Have you seen people say, how poor are you? I'm broke. I'm Suave broke.
Well, here's the funny thing. They actually put all of the Twitter thing, all the things you were saying, they were, like, dissing themselves. Like, remember when Domino's, like, ragged on themselves and their ads? They're like, oh, but, you know, we know what people say about our pizza. And they had, like, people like, I would never eat Domino's. Yeah. Like, the crust is shit, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Suave was doing that about their shampoo. Like, saying, like, we know what people say about us.
Well, own it.
Like, they were owning it. And I am here.
Like, the new paycheck hasn't come, but you ran out of shampoo.
Yes.
How poor are you?
I'm suave poor. No, I am Suave rich. You have to look at this hair. The one I have today.
But it's still only like $3 a bottle.
I think it's less.
It might be $2.99.
Oh, my God. It was so
nice.
Awesome.
Okay, so that's your takeaway.
So, yeah, I'm going to have more takeaways for you in 2017. There was actually, like, and I'm going to let you speak in a second, Jen, because I have so much to say about this trip.
I'm going to try Suave.
But hold on. Sometimes, like, when I have big pet peeves about the beauty industry, and sometimes I feel like I'm a little bit cynical. I'm like, why do I even have a podcast about beauty? Because I'm all like, meh, meh, meh. But, like, sometimes I think that beauty is, like, they just pump out newness for the sake of pumping out newness, and it's really annoying, really pisses me off. It's, like, really just, like, a bunch of, like, crap a lot. Unilever pumped out so many, like, actual legit innovations that, like, buckle your seatbelts.
We're not having, like, this is an updated formula situation.
No, it's not like, you know, we've, like, tweaked the ceramides.
We added oat protein.
Yeah. No, but brace yourself. There are some really cool products in 2017.
Right. I went to Copenhagen with Ole Henriksen,
Ola,
the skincare brand, which everybody in Philly calls Ole Henriksen, and I can't not call Ole Henriksen, but his name is Ola. So he's a Danish guy that was, like, a big facialist in LA in the 80s and 90s, did, like, every celebrity. Then he started a skincare brand. Then it was sold at Sephora. And did you know Sephora's number one anti-aging product is Ole Henriksen. Their Truth Serum.
I didn't know that.
Their Truth Serum, like, everybody
that
uses.
That smells so good, though, Truth Serum.
It's like creamsicle. It's delicious.
Delicious.
Anyway, so we went to go find out what the Danish beauty is all about in Copenhagen. My big takeaway, Ole Henriksen is, like, Kardashian famous in Denmark.
Oh, yeah. I have a Danish friend. Shout out, Christine. And when I first started at Cosmo, he was one of my first, like, desides, and I took a picture with him. I got a text immediately from her.
Because she was so excited.
Yes. And so, I was thinking, how the hell does she know him?
We would go to places. We would walk into restaurants. And I've never been with a celebrity who I don't think is a celebrity. But so people would turn. Their faces would, like, light up like sunshine when they saw him. And I was like, this is what it's like to be famous and walk in. The taxi driver asked him for an autograph. He would get stopped, like, every 20 feet on the street. So finally, I pulled him aside. And I was like, I really like your skincare products. But, like, seriously, why are you that famous? Like, it's just skincare. He's like, all right, I'll show you. So he pulls up this YouTube video. So he's like a Tony Robbins motivational speaker. He's been on TV in Denmark forever. But he also did this crazy viral hip-hop video that he, like, choreographed from, like, 3 years ago.
Oh, my God.
That apparently everybody in Denmark has seen. So, like, people will do the dance to him on the street and stuff. So I was just like, you're, like, really famous. So
the product's, like, secondary to, like...
Oh, yeah. Some of the people don't even know he has... Like, they know he made a skincare company in America, but, like, he's first just, like, a personality. Last note on that, he's so famous that... That's my new thing. He's so famous that... they're making a musical about him in Denmark. But I really just want to share like one of the names for the musical that was going to be the name of the thing. But that's, I hope it isn't. It was going to be An American Cream.
Oh my God.
I love it because he makes moisturizer.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll change that.
I did it my way.
Jen, all I'm hearing about lately are about how guys are wearing makeup. But the thing is, it feels like almost like not newsy, like it's like no big deal. Like, I know guys are wearing makeup.
We've talked about it on the podcast a whole bunch too.
Patrick and Manny, like Harry Styles wearing like, you know, nail polish. Like, it's just not a big deal. And there's actually a new study out right now that shows, it's a YouGov.com survey, we'll put it up on the website, shows that 1/3 of American adults are indifferent to men wearing makeup. Like, they don't care either. It's like no big news. And I think that's the news.
That's
nobody cares.
Because I feel like to us and our listeners who are beauty people and love fashion, like, of course it's no big deal that a guy will wear makeup. But then remember we were talking about like my parents and our grandparents and men wearing makeup and it might freak them out. Like, that's everybody in America and 1/3 of people don't care?
Yeah.
That's a long way.
That's a huge, like, I feel like progress is, like, really being made here.
Okay, it's progress, but also, I just want to point out this whole men and makeup thing, which I always say to people, like, dudes wore makeup before women wore makeup. Do you know what I mean?
Keep going.
Well, like, think back, like, Egypt, King Tut, he wore eyeliner. Like, Roman guys wore nail polish and powder.
Like, they were the peacocking sex.
Yeah, peacocking itself, the term, it's because peacocks are like, even in the animal world, all the birds are all like done up all fancy, and then the girls are like the dowdy, you know, brown little wren or whatever. But I wonder when it became not okay. I mean, I guess it was probably around Victorian times.
Right, prudish women.
It always goes back to that, doesn't it? But like, that's when men stopped wearing makeup because they wore it all the way up to the 1800s.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to get to a point, though, where it is truly like you're going to go to the CVS and here's the men's makeup line aisle and here's the women's makeup aisle? Or we'll all just be sharing products?
I don't think in our lifetimes. I think not in America. Like, no, definitely not in America. I think that's like much too much of an attitude shift. But I don't know. I think like this survey just made me think like we've come so far.
Well, they've come so far.
Yes.
Yeah, there's new makeup lines too. Like we've talked about, Jean-Paul Gaultier used to have a cosmetics line. Tom Ford has.
Yeah, like he has
concealer
a separate brow groomer. Like there's brow grooming products. Tom Ford has brow grooming products for women, like several. But he has a completely separate one just for men that people ask me about all the time. Like, no, I don't want Glossier Boy Brow. I want the Tom Ford one.
Like, I think it's a bit more matte, so it's not
more
like
matte, and it's like tougher. Like, it, I mean, that's what he says. Like, it's like better for like men's like wiry brow hairs, whatever.
It's extra thick.
Yes.
I was looking around too. There's this new brand, Ken Men. First of all the new makeup male makeup brands use the word men, which I think is hilarious, just to be like, we still got to be manly.
Yeah.
There's House of Four Men, Ken Men, Menagie. All of these are color cosmetics brands for guys. And a lot of them have brows, concealers, powders. But some of them have eyeliner and mascara, too.
Yeah, that might be a bit much for some guys, but definitely like the brow stuff and like, you know, concealers, powders. That's like the expectation. And also like just with the hair products.
Also, we don't want to look at them looking ugly.
Did you see there's a new website called Very Good Light?
That's an amazing name. But
I know.
Don't know
I'm like
it
really
is.
Pissed off that I didn't think of it. But it makes sense that it's really for guys. It's all men's, like, it's just all about, like, men's grooming tips. The tone of it is kind of, it almost reminds me of a little bit, like, of an Esquire, like, you know, you can care about the way you look and still have a sense of humor, and this is what you should be using. Like, there's just a shift happening right now, and it's just kind of, it's a little bit of a no big deal kind of thing, and that's what makes me, it makes me happy, but it's also, like,
about damn time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny, because just to wrap up, I was thinking back about, remember Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Yes, with Carlson?
How long ago was it?
I think it was like early 2000s.
Okay, 2000. So maybe that was 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. But at that point, you couldn't even talk about this. And everybody was like, if you talked about this, you were metrosexual. It's just such an outdated term, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
It?
If somebody like, called someone a metrosexual, like they just kind of like back away slowly
it's
now.
It's just weird. But it wasn't that long ago in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. World's a-changing.
Red door and I want it painted black. No
colors anymore. I want them to turn.
Jess, we gotta go dark right now.
I'm always up for that.
Okay, charcoal dark. Like, activated charcoal dark.
How many?
What does it mean, though? What does it mean?
We have
nobody
seen,
knows.
Like 2 years ago, this K-beauty trend of charcoal and activated charcoal, like, sort of came into the beauty world. It just won't end. I think every day I have a new product that is black that is going to clean my face on my desk. Agree or disagree?
My desk looks like a lava explosion.
Yes. So, but I just don't get why it became a big trend, because charcoal, yes, it cleans impurities, but I feel like people have given it these wonder powers.
So what does activated charcoal actually mean?
Charcoal, if we remember from science class, is basically like wood burnt down to charcoal or coconut husk or bamboo. When it's activated, all they're doing is treating it so it's more porous and more able to absorb impurities.
Oh, so what's the pro to that?
You get more gunk out, basically. It's got more pores in it, and it's going to pull in more of the gunk. Regular charcoal would do that too, though.
But not as well.
And it wouldn't sound as cool.
Are there any negatives to activated charcoal, Jen?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on a quiz show. Yes, Jess, there are. If you have dry skin, activated charcoal is like not the best ingredient, because think about what it's doing. It's pulling away sebum, dirt, lipids, essential fatty acids, all the stuff you kind of want in your skin if you're dry skinned.
I have dry skin.
Right. So you're going to be pulling out some of the moisture when you use an activated charcoal product. It's always in scrubs and cleansers because it binds to sebum, oil, dirt, and helps remove it, right?
Yeah.
But like, I just don't get, you could do that with soap.
You can do it with so many things. You can, like, half of the products in my cabinet are all about just like reducing sebum.
But even
I feel like charcoal has come to save the day.
But even I, who understand that charcoal is, sure, it's great at removing impurities and is not that much better than a cleanser, I still fall for it because it looks cool. And it's like,
well,
black.
It shoots really nicely, putting on our beauty editor hats.
Oh, it makes a nice photograph.
Yeah.
It does.
We think about that, guys.
Okay, so of all these new products that have come about, have you tried any and what do you like?
Yes, I like the Biore charcoal line. Because it's not, I'll tell you why, because it's not a lot of these, like, you know, more indie charcoal brands, they really have, like, gone for it. So I feel like it really does, like, suck a lot of, like, the sebum out, and I feel very dry. I feel like the Biore line's a bit gentler.
Yeah, that's a good thing that you bring up, though. Charcoal is not the greatest ingredient if you have dry skin.
Yeah, I have dry skin, especially right now with this sinus thing going on. I'm sorry.
Because it binds to fatty acids and lipids and things that are in sebum and natural moisturizers. So if you're removing that stuff and you have dry skin, you're going to have a problem.
I use that as a spot treatment. I'll just put it, like, on my T-zone, like my where I get a lot of blackheads on my chin, my nose.
The Biore.
Yeah, I'm just putting it, like, right
the
there.
The Biore charcoal pore strips.
Oh, so you're a fan of Biore, too.
Really just because they're black and they look cool. I mean, I think they're the same as a regular pore strip. But the idea is there that it's like pulling the sebum out of your pore. And then as far as masks go, I really like the Dr. Jart charcoal sheet mask.
Hmm.
But again, I feel like it might just be a black sheet mask with like a little layer of activated charcoal dust on it.
About adding moisture these days, not taking it away.
Right. So that's my little charcoal primer for anybody that's been wanting to dabble in this trend. I feel like you need to be an oily skinned girl or have a lot of gunk up in your pores. Otherwise, you might not be happy with the results.
Yeah. Don't put it near your eyes either.
Books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
We have a special guest all the way from Los Angeles. It's makeup artist, sometimes hairstylist, Emily Kate Warren, who, full disclosure, used to be one of us.
One of us.
She was the beauty editor for years at, I can't even remember what magazines you worked at, Emily.
I interned at Latina magazine, then I worked at Oprah magazine, and finally Cosmo Girl magazine with you.
Oh my God, I forgot you were at Oprah.
So officially, welcome to Fat Mascara!
Welcome, and I just want to add that Emily is so LA right now. She's wearing this amazing pink lipstick. What is that, by the way?
It's Maybelline. I don't remember the exact color, but it's a Maybelline, like,
bold.
It's kind of like sidewalk chalk.
It's amazing.
It.
And a palm tree shirt.
Oh, I can tell you if you really want to know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I am going to ask about that later in the show.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I'll find out.
But you are so LA. Okay.
Oh, I am wearing a palm tree.
Yes, I mean, like,
it's also silk pajamas. It's like Hefner-esque.
Very nice. Yeah.
It's like a Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. Okay, tell me, How did you transition from one of us, ooh, one of us, to, this sounds very alien, to a fabulous makeup artist living the LA dream in a palm tree shirt?
Oh, well, I actually started as a makeup artist and transitioned to one of you.
And you were like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I was not professional. I was like a kid sort of living the dream of like doing makeup for all my friends. And in college, I actually got paid to do hair and makeup for a lot of the sorority formals and stuff like that. And I wanted to go to cosmetology school, but mm-hmm. my parents were like, you know what? We have a college fund. Like, just look around, see if there's something you might want to do. I was like, all right.
Where'd you grow up?
In Texas.
Okay.
And then I went to LSU, Go Tigers, for fashion design. And that's how I ended up in the beauty world. But, all of these coincidences that now make sense in my life that were just lined up for me because I was inviting inspiration into my life. I ended up working at Art and Commerce, which is, for those who don't know, one of the most prestigious hair, makeup, photography agencies in the world. And I was interning there, and it was there that I realized, like, I can actually make a living doing this job that I love. And while I was there, I was simultaneously interning at Latina.
So then you went down the beauty editor path.
I went down the beauty editor path. But the funny thing was, when I was at Oprah, I remember it was...
I mean, Emily, was that just where the opportunities had lie for you? So you were like, okay, well, this is where I'm picking up momentum in the beauty editor space.
Well, you're fearless when you're young like that, right? Like, mm-hmm. I was like, whatever, I don't have anything to lose, I'm going to go for it. Mm-hmm. So I ended up thinking, well, I don't know where this is going to lead for me, but I'll just do the best job that I can. And so I started to, you know, things that were castaways in the beauty closet and on the giveaway table, which there were lots of, I started, you know, storing them in my kit mm-hmm. and knowing that all the while that I was going to end up doing this. In the very beginning of my career, I assisted so many wonderful people that were, mm-hmm. anytime I told them what I wanted to do, even when I was an editor, and one of them, one of my closest friends now, Jana Anton, she's a makeup mm-hmm. artist, so gifted. And right when I was working as an editor, she was one of the ones that was like, oh my God, well, assist me anytime. Oh my God, like, I have the best story that totally just came back to me.
Okay.
One time I was assisting a makeup artist, a female makeup artist. She's really gifted. I love her. I'm just not going to
say
her name.
Can you give us any more clues, please?
Oh, it's fine. Continue.
Gifted female. Come on.
Well, no, I'm going to just leave it
there. Accent.
Because it wasn't her fault. It was just basically we were doing an ad for like a soap, like a body wash or something. Uh-huh. And I remember basically we didn't have a prop stylist. When you're making bubbles and foam, you need one because if you've never really played with that, you know, you don't know. And it's like times like those where we just got to figure it out, you know. And so her and I are like laughing because some prop stylist told her, hey, go get an aquarium filter or like motor pump, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll be able to, and use like dish soap and we'll be able to make big bubbles, like big, you know, car wash sudsy kind of bubbles, right? So we get it. We get there. You know, the hair person just has to slick the hair back because she has to look like she's showering. I mean, it's this kind of thing. And me and the makeup artist, we're doing our best to make this damn foam, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, it's not clumping right because it's like those shows you used to watch on MTV or whatever, but, like, the secret behind the cheeseburger. It's actually a Post-it note or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, this was, like, one of those moments where, like, you need someone who knows what the fuck they're doing.
Plus this thing, and you just had dish soap.
Actually, we had glycerin to make, like, the beads, but, like, it's just not something that you're just born. You got to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
So the obviously, it's a big ad campaign. Photographer's like starting to flip out. And like, I swear to God, this is exactly how this happened. This woman is standing there. Of course, she's like nude with like pasties on because, mm-hmm. you know, it's an ad. And the photographer just keeps screaming, more foam on the nipple, more foam on the nipple. And I'm like red and embarrassed because that word gives me the cringes anyways. And I'm like... I'm like, oh, my God. And the makeup artist is starting to, like, melt down. It's, like, my job to be like, we got this because
I'm running up with foam in your hands?
Yeah.
Just, like, shoveling it under our breasts?
Yeah. It's, like, accidentally very inappropriate, right? But, like, you have to be professional. Like,
Oh, my God.
And this poor model who's just, like, standing there.
Sudsing away in a fake shower.
Oh, and by the way – she had a reaction to the dish soap, of course.
Oh my God.
So it's just, Ivy and red.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it was like the makeup artist I was working with, and why I'm withholding her name is because it was like really intense. And like, I will never forget that, because those total meltdown moments, A, again, not brain surgery. Like, funniest story I have, if I never see that photographer again, I'm okay. Yeah. Of course, he was a misogynist. Like, throw foam on the nipple. Like, yeah. It's no big deal. And
he had a boss who used to say, it's just lipstick. Like, yeah. Come on, people.
Yeah, I mean, and actually, but there are so many times in our jobs where it doesn't feel like that. Like, yeah. You literally feel like this is the end of my career. And this is where I would have loved to have the tools I have now of using self-compassion to talk to myself.
So you're talking about like to these tools of self-compassion. Yeah. That sounds very lovely. But like, what are you talking about when you say that?
Okay. So I used to beat myself up about a lot of stuff. Ask Jen. Oh my God. I would just like sit in our office and torture myself. One time I came into her office and I was like, I feel like there's an elephant sitting on my chest. I'm so stressed out.
You called it the
burp that wouldn't go away.
For like a year. Oh my God. Like, I have this burp that just won't come out.
And I think it's because I wanted to do so many more things, you know, than I was doing. And also in the world that we work in, like, yes, there are aspects of like great humanitarianism and volunteerism and things like that. But like there were times where I just felt, you know, stressed. Like, oh my God, I am writing about lipstick and what am I doing to, like, you know, save the children and all that? And so I started personally on this path of, like, looking into, like, okay, what the fuck is really wrong? Like, that I am so concerned about, you know, hurting someone's feelings.
Was this while you were an editor, or was this while you were a makeup artist?
I started young, like, seeing a therapist and, like, just being okay with that. And while I was a makeup artist, there were many times that, like, again, like I said earlier, I wish I had the tools to talk to myself and realize, like, this is so not something that should keep you up or make you cry. Mm-hmm. My God, you know? But there's this this woman I found through Brené Brown, who's in that this circle sisterhood of Elizabeth Gilbert and Glennon Doyle Melton and all of these really great thinkers of our time, Cheryl Strayed. Once you go in the rabbit hole of exploring these women, like, their works and their thinking, it's like, that's magnetizing.
I know Brené Brown. I don't know. I never saw Red Wild.
Through Brené Brown, I found Dr. Kristen Neff, and she's like the world-renowned expert on self-compassion. And it's quite life-changing because basically it's just understanding that it's a hard moment in time, right? But it doesn't mean that you are the bad thing. It's also back to the shame and vulnerability thing. Like, I am not the bad thing. I just fucked up. Or it's like, not a big deal. You know, I didn't hand the concealer to the person at the right time, you know, or I didn't get the foam on the nipple the right way, you know. but yeah, that's where, and I try to do it. I'm pretty good at it now, but I mean, you know, I'm 36 years old. There's been a lot of time since I started and where I am now. But but I will tell you, back to your question about like my favorite jobs, this is one thing that's been a theme in my life, is that like you're putting your art on display and you're opening your world up to comments, right? And so if I put a picture of a celebrity that I did hair and makeup for and there's one little mistake, you know, how do I stop the panic? Like, oh my God, an eyelash fell out, you know, and it's on her cheek. And everyone can see it. It's in Us Weekly. Like, what's the conversation I'm having with myself? Because I'm an artist, but I'm human, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe I didn't have anything to do with that. Maybe she cried and like it fell off. Like, thank God it fell off, because if it was stuck for good, that'd be even worse of a problem.
Right.
But I've had that moment many times. So I took this continuing education class with this really great makeup artist. And he was talking about how he really has this way of sort of visualizing how the day is going to go. And I started doing that. I said, okay, before I go on this job, even though I'm scared, it's the first time I've ever worked with this producer, or I'm working with a famous person, or I'm working with whatever, how do I keep my, you know, calm? And so I do this thing now, and I really took it directly from his advice, which was, I sort of picture what the day is going to be like, and I say, like, this is my day to, you know, really be great at what I do and try my hardest. That's the most important thing. And if it's okay if they don't like it, it's just art. Thank God it just washes off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it's worked. And the first time I tried this method, I was doing hair and makeup for Natalie Morales, who's on the Today Show. And she's one of the most beautiful women. I mean, I've always thought she was so beautiful. And the visualization I said to myself was, I really hope that she says, like, this is one of my favorite hair and makeup jobs ever, you know?
Mm-hmm. So it's a positive visual.
Yeah. And at the end of the job, she turned to me and she said, wow, I really think this is my favorite hair from a red carpet event.
Nailed
and it was
it.
Such a compliment. And it was the power of, like, for me, like, words are important. I really believe that. Mm-hmm. Because just as much as you can make great things happen, you know, you focus on the negative. You're just swirling in that emotional black hole.
All this this that you're talking about, I know you don't like doing weddings, but this right here is probably why people like having you do their wedding hair and makeup, because you bring a positive
vibe.
But tell me, I know it's not the focus of your career right now. You do a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, it must be crazy being behind the scenes at, like, a wedding, right?
Yes, it always depends. Like, I'm actually coming off – two of my dearest friends just got married within 3 days of each other.
And you did their hair and makeup?
And it was the best jobs – the best wedding. I always say to myself after those, like, if every wedding was like this, I would be happy to do a million weddings. They know me. They love me. They trust me. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even do a trial.
Right.
I just showed up. But that's a lot of trust, right, because you're concerned. And honestly, it was some of the most beautiful work I think I've ever done.
Like, because you had that freedom to do it.
Well, I also did my exercise. I was like, listen, I love you, and you don't have to like what I did. Just tell me.
And
if
we'll
you don't like
it,
we will fix it. Like, no big deal.
But that's all
so
nice. But you must have had some
brides. Oh, yeah.
So what are some of the products, though, that you're into these days?
Okay. Well, Jess has been asking me about my Maybelline
lip
color. And it's, I hope they still make it, but it's from their matte lipstick collection. It's called Electric Pink. I love it because it's like neon
that's
sidewalk
their new
chalk.
Bold
yeah,
collection.
I think they, as
it's
I just saw
new.
This in CVS the other day,
well,
I was looking at the wall.
The event that I was working at did not have this color in the line. But the thing I was going to tell you about, I told you about this was my favorite because Jess asked about it, but my favorite new Maybelline thing.
Oh, here comes the bag.
Is this Color Jolt. Have you guys used
color
this?
Color Jolt.
No, no. But that's
a
good name.
Amazing. If you have not seen it, it's
raise a wand. Color
okay, raise
jolt.
A wand. Look, it's got a little doe foot.
Ooh,
a doe
like
foot
a doe
applicator
foot.
Is like a little fuzzy tip
angled.
That hugs your
curves.
Lips just right. But the colors are really intense, and I've been touring with this musician, and I brought them on tour so we could use them because they stay. They're really bright. And they don't feel like chalky, but they can dry down to matte, or you can wear them like a little bit of a sheen.
Mm.
Yeah. So I love that. And then I love this thing. Like, I'm diehard fan since I did the product launch for this particular product probably like seven years ago. It's Dermalogica Skin Perfect Skin Primer. Like,
oh, you love that
I
stuff.
Love it. Well, it's the damn truth. Like, I use it on my face. Every day, it's SPF 30. It's a little bit of sheen. It's super, like, it sort of blurs the lines if you have any redness. And it's a really great, you know, sort of refreshes your canvas,
mm-hmm.
you know. I use it continuously.
What about, like, a good mascara? I need a new mascara.
Well, it's Old Faithful. I love Voluminous, L'Oreal Voluminous.
It is really good.
We go through so much mascara, obviously, that I need something that's affordable that actually works. So, like, their Hydrafuge waterproof works, and the plain one works.
The L'Oreal Voluminous.
Yeah, I love
comes
that
up a lot.
I know it is really good.
NARS matte. What is it? NARS Velvet Matte Lip Pencil.
Oh,
I love matte.
Oh, the chubby one.
Yes,
that those are a staple.
If I forget those.
Try my lips out.
I love them. I like them in 10 colors.
I don't try my lips out too
it's like
much.
A stain almost. It doesn't – I don't know how to describe it. It makes your color just change, but the texture of your lips
well,
doesn't
I love
change.
The colors and I love the finish. So, like, especially for shoots or red carpet stuff, I always throw them in the bag. And I like Damned, which is like a berry color, Dragon Girl, which is like a really beautiful true red.
Gwen Stefani wears that one.
Oh, Dragon Girl?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
yeah,
surprised.
I interviewed her once.
Yeah.
I remember, like, she said she wears
I could
that
totally
one all the
see
time.
That. Yep. And then I love Red Square, which is like a real orangey red.
What else is in your little bag here?
Oh,
it's time to do the spill. You listen to Fat Mascara.
Oh, I love. Oh, I this one too. Oops.
I feel
Tarte lip surgeons.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you a big lip person?
I love it. I am actually. Wait, that's the only thing that's in here. That's so funny. All right, well.
Like, oh my god.
Wait, it's all.
Oh, that's hand sanitizer.
Okay, that's a key one.
And also some tampons.
What hand sanitizer do you use? I feel like that's an important product for
Malabar. Yeah. These are awesome, Dermalogica.
What is that from Dermalogica?
Yeah, these are the Daily Resurfacer. They're expensive, but the thing is they're awesome. It's a little like finger pad with a little acid on it. So like when you have scratchy foreheads that you need to like
buff away.
Make it soft before you put foundation. I like those. But this brand, Dose of Color, is so awesome. That's have you guys good. Used this?
Uh-huh. I haven't used it.
Gorgeous.
They got big on Instagram, but they do like their liquid lip like stays. Yeah.
It's so lovely. This one's Tarte.
Really quickly before you go, I want you to tell us about Boxcar Muse. Yeah, what is that?
Okay. Well, and very much in line with what we were saying earlier about sort of looking for self-fulfillment. And I sort of have become obsessed with this idea of this long stretch of 40 years between whenever you finish whatever school you finish, however, whatever level that is, to retirement. We're sort of, we get washed up in the system where, you know, okay, now I go to work and then I work towards retirement and I'm saving for this thing that's coming, you know, 40 years from now, but I'm not sure. My goal is to make women specifically feel that their time in the in-between is purposeful, exciting, joyful, you know, self-compassionate. And so we...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
We are right now, we're just in LA, but we're expanding.
And what are you? What is Boxcar?
We are a women's Boxcar Muse, Boxcar like a train, Muse, M-U-S-E, something to ponder over, is a women's community where we bring women together from, you know, all diverse groups everywhere. Right now, as I said, we're just locally in LA, but we're expanding to be together, support each other, because we believe that if we foster these needs of self-fulfillment and taking care of yourself first, then the ripple effects carry on throughout the world. And the mess that we're in right now, that we're hearing this, you know, this particular sort of lightning rod election time, is more proof than ever that this idea's time has come. So we're basically just saying, like, hey, women, Enjoy your life. Don't feel guilty about doing something nice for yourself.
And you're a physical space right now, pop up, I know. But wow. Women can come to take classes, to be together, to find support that you might not get at the workspace or from like husbands. Maybe you don't even have your single mom. You need other women to rely on.
And we're not cost prohibitive, so we offer sponsorships to people that can't afford to be part of the community, because otherwise it's a membership-based thing. But we offer at a very affordable cost. A set of, right now, four different workshops that go into one, like, creative journey. So right now we did a discussion with sexual abuse and assault survivor activists and a Krav Maga session. That was 2 weeks ago. Yesterday we did an interior design workshop with mood boards and, you know, just active meditation stuff.
Next weekend, these things that women need to make their
lives. Yeah, we're doing a relationships workshop next weekend. That's the last weekend we're doing.
Where is the space?
The space is in Highland Park, which is on the east side of LA. And
what's
find
your
out
website?
More about us. It's Boxcar Muse, BoxcarMuse.com.
Thanks.
Awesome.
I'm going to check that out. Yes. Then we'll go take some.
Wish I lived in Highland
supportive
Park.
Supportive things.
Well,
in Highland
we're going to expand to New York at some point. Woohoo! So,
awesome.
All right, when that happens, we'll come back then. And tell us
I love
more.
You guys. I'm so proud of you. Oh, this is so innovative and exciting. Thank you. I can just tell that you're really enjoying your time doing this. I hear it in your voices. I listen all the time.
We are.
I'm so glad Emily came. She flew all the way from LA to see us.
Just to see us.
Just to see us. No, she was doing other stuff. That was a great interview. You guys didn't hear this, but we also had her give us a beauty quiz. So she asked us about all the beauty editor things we should know to see if we know them.
It's rough at times.
Yeah. I think we're going to run that in another episode, and you'll get to hear all about it. Okay, it's time to raise a wand, everyone.
Yeah, we're in a time crunch.
Okay, so I'm raising a wand to tinkle, tinkle. It's the Tinkle Eyebrow Razor. These things are genius. I don't even know who the parent company is. I often get them in the little pastel color pack, like pink, yellow, green. So an eyebrow razor, it's basically like a single blade razor on a stick. And you're probably like, why do I need that? I pluck my eyebrows. They're great on brows, but I'm not raising a wand to it for brow usage.
What are you doing with it?
I do my mustache with it.
You don't have a mustache.
Because I use Tinkle.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. I get this question all the time from people, and they're like, oh, I'll bleach it. And you know that girl that uses Jolene bleach on her mustache, and now she has a blonde mustache instead of a, like...
when the sun hits
it. I do not like the bleaching of the mustache. You need to get rid of the hair. If you're not going to get it lasered or regularly waxed, and who wants to do that?
Can you nair it?
Like, you could nair it, but then you get like red irritation. I've tried it all because I have a full-on like full mustache, like even fuller than my brows, I think. Anyway, I can't keep up with it. I've gotten it lasered, but there's still hairs that come through. The only thing I realize that works is the razor for two reasons. One, you can do it quickly in 2 seconds, like every other day if you need to, like me, because it grows that quickly. And two, it's like cheap and you can't really mess it up and you won't have irritation. I also feel like it exfoliates a little bit. So I use my Tinkle eyebrow razor on my mustache. Why are you looking at me
Do you do it like, after you brush your teeth? Like, are you looking in the mirror together?
No, I wash my face and I sit down to look and do my makeup.
I'm sorry.
It's fine, but the funniest thing is for like the first, I want to say like 5 years we lived together, I would always wait till like he was nowhere around to do it.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't see that I was like basically shaving my mustache.
So he knows about the Tinkle.
Well, now he knows because like, you know, eyelash curler, Tinkle eyebrow razor.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Don't make fun.
No, I'm just laughing because it's a funny image of the two of you.
With my boyfriend behind me like, oh, you missed a spot, honey.
Yeah. And yours is like the little pink Tinkle. Okay. Anyway.
What are you raising the wand to?
It's not a product. It's like a movement. It's an icon.
Tell me.
So this week I went to go see the documentary on Oasis. It was so freaking amazing. I literally had chills. To any other Oasis fans out there, shout out.
Are you raising a wand to Oasis, the 90s band?
I'm like, they're legends. They're not just a 90s band. They are a band.
This is...
All right, so let me get to the point. Oh. My point is their haircuts.
Oh, right? It is a beauty thing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Liam Gallagher, I mean, both Liam and Noel had amazing haircuts. Like, can we just... I know this is a visual thing.
Describe it to me.
Kind of like...
I'm picturing like a bowl cut.
Like a little bit. I mean, they went through many different iterations, but like a bowl cut, a little bit of a bang, a little bit of a shag, a little bit of like a FU with a haircut. And we're not seeing haircuts like this anymore.
That looks like Meg Ryan's hair in the 90s.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. A heavy shag.
Okay. Yeah, it was like the hipster cut of the 90s.
A little bit of a bowl, but a little bit of a little tousle to it.
Okay, so you're
and
raising,
a heavy brow.
And you're raising.
But that he was born with that.
Are you raising a wand to that on a man, on a woman, or just in general?
Just in general. It's a mood that we need to bring back.
Okay, raise a wand.
Raise a wand.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode, so I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.